Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome once again to Sunday Night. We are live broadcasting from an undisclosed location high up in a two-story apartment deep in East Texas. Oh, good evening. It is, are we having a crazy year or what? I just want to, yeah, we are having a crazy show. I mean, I had fun last week documenting the rapture, proving a pre-trib rapture, but still. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to have this station just because of the cost involved in it, but I'm going to go out there on a limb right now and just let you know that we're going to, I'm going to put this one out there. See where it goes, but we live in unprecedented times. It is, what can I say? We got mask orders going on in just about every state. I'm not allowed to walk into any building around here without wearing a mask. If I'm out on the street with a lot of people, I've got to have a mask on. I'm not social distancing. Never heard of social distancing before this year. I'm going over the volleyball rule book. What many of you may or may not know is I do referee volleyball, and I'm going over the volleyball rules this year. And I've been jokingly telling people that for basketball, I know a lot of you know I do basketball, but for basketball, the rule is if you come within 10 feet of, or 6 feet of somebody, it's a foul. But for volleyball this year, we're not going to be switching sides of the court. The visitor's going to have serve. The home team's going to pick a side of the court. The visitor's going to serve. And we're just going to play the game. I mean, we've got electronic whistles. Before, you know, we always had to put a whistle in our mouth, blow the whistle. I may or may not do that. I think I'll stick with the blowing of the whistle, but part of it is that, you know, if you're going to have a mask on, you can't be blowing a whistle. So you got a little electronic whistle in your hand that when you hit it, it sounds like a whistle going off. Are we starting to get weird? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Instead of shaking hands under the volleyball net this year, they're going to run up to the 10-foot line and wave at the other team. We are going to wave at the other team. Yeah, good luck. All right. For those of you who are not in America, that's a 3-meter line, okay? Just to clarify that. Yeah, it's a 10-foot line here in America, but you play volleyball overseas, it's a 3-meter line. Same dimensions of the court, it's just we use different terminologies. 10 feet is 3 meters. Just remember that when you want to do a conversion. So when you're diving off the 10-meter high dive, you're 40 feet up there. All right. Somebody's getting excited over there on one of my chat apps. I'm trying to get this phone charged. You know, we got to keep everything charged up. We got to keep everything going. Oh, this is crazy. But we're living in unprecedented times. And I'm going to start about go to Matthew. Just start off here over to Matthew. I'm going to try to find that spot in Matthew. Uh Those days, no one knows the day nor the hour, knoweth no man, not even those in heaven, but the Father only. From the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For as it was in the flood, they shall be eating and drinking, shall be the wives shall be given to their husbands, given to husbands. Yeah, what version am I reading? Marduk. Let's get in King James here where I recognize what I'm doing. Okay, take heed no man deceive you, for as many as come in my name, saying I am the Christ, and shall this. We'll jump way down there. But those days, now, 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of my Father only. But as in the days of Noah, so shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. For I got to turn off this phone. All right. But the days I know the man, I know the angels, but my Father only. It wasn't days known, so shall be in coming the Son of Man. For they are eating, marrying, giving in marriage, for they entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them away. So shall be in the coming Son of Man, for two shall be in the field, one taken up, one left, etc., etc. Trying to find that passage where it talks about birth pangs. But it's been, the coming of the Son of Man has been likened unto birth pains. Maybe that is in the next chapter, 25. Final judgment here. Those are just parables in 25. All right. But somewhere in 24 there, it talks about the birth pains. I'm trying to find it there, but when it comes to birth pains, for years we have this disaster. We all focus on that disaster. Okay, the tsunami hit Indonesia, Thailand, all Philippines, all that. So we'll try to help them out. Now we've got a earthquake in Japan. Focus on that for a little while. But now it's just bam, 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 bam. Let's give you an example right now. China. China right now is in the worst flooding in 500 years. I don't know if you've been watching that, but the streets of Shanghai, Wuhan, all those cities along the Yangtze River, even a little bit in Chongqing. Chongqing is above the Three Gorges Dam. That's where all this rain is starting from. And it is on the streets there, but Chongqing kind of sits on a hill. It's pretty steep going down to the river. So it's not as bad in Chongqing as it is downstream. Wuhan, bad. Shanghai, the highest spot in town, is 45 feet above sea level. It is pretty bad in that town. A lot of the problem is it's raining even in Shanghai, and the water, drainage system, because it's full of Yangtze River water, is just not flowing. So you got water in the streets in Shanghai. Shanghai technically is not on the Yangtze. It's on the Huangpu River, which is the last tributary of the Yangtze. But so if you've seen those pictures across a river from the Bund in Shanghai, that's the Huangpu River. But you get to the Huangpu, you're on the Yangtze, and you're still technically in town when you get to the Yangtze River. But yeah, on the river, but most of what you see as far as pictures of Shanghai. This is off the Huangpu River. Pictures of Shanghai Tower, the and those buildings in that area. That's all actually part of the new part of town. That was not there when I was there in 1984. But yeah, that was all swampland. But all that is basically underwater. And we got massive amounts of damages. There's a bridge, a 1,000-year-old bridge that was wiped out. The supports are still there. They can rebuild that bridge real easy because the supports were designed right. They're talking about the Three Gorges Dam is not being is not holding up as well as they hoped it would. They have all the floodgates open on it, so hopefully it diverts. It doesn't wipe out that dam. If the dam wipes out, then everybody's in trouble downstream. But they're letting that water go as fast as they can. They've got all the floodgates open. It's all moving. Well, what is going to follow right behind it? Well, we already got earthquakes. There's 4 earthquakes this week in China. There is a large number, there is locusts that look like it's coming. By the way, Shanghai is not the only place underwater. That whole monsoon area, Mumbai is underwater. And we had some flooding in the Italian Alps. Italian Alps always flood, but because there's no place for that water to go but straight down this one little ravine, so that little creek becomes a huge torrent, wipes everything out. I lived in the mountains of Colorado. I've seen it happen there. It's just the nature of the beast when it comes to the mountains, flooding, drainage. They're just mountains drain very quickly. Water has a high amount of steam coming down those hills. And they're all focused on a narrow area. If you get caught in that, you're dead. Just give it up. Don't go in and try to rescue anybody. It's pretty bad. So Italy, Mumbai, as well as all along the Yangtze. And there's also 4 other rivers in China. I'm thinking the Dnieper starts in China, goes and finishes in Vietnam. That whole thing's been flooding. Just a terrible monsoon season. 25 straight days of rain. Somebody on Facebook asked, what type of humidity does it take for you to get 40 days of rain? You know, like, it wasn't a humidity problem. It wasn't about evaporation and rain. That was about the floodgates opening up. Water from the deep went in the sky, collected, rained for 40 days. He didn't get it, okay? He's still trying to make a math problem out of it. It's not a math problem. It's a problem of the head. You've got to get the circumstances right to get that. That's why it hasn't done a 40-day rain since, because, or at least not the whole world, because that's not the problem. The problem was the fountains of the deep opening, and that's where we got the rain. In China, it is the monsoon flow. It goes through Mumbai, up through the Himalayas, across the Yangtze River, out into the Pacific. I'm sure Japan is in. Will be getting some of that rain too. I think that's part of the monsoon flow. That's just the nature of the beast this time of year is rain, rain, rain. If it's not going to be raining, it's going to be high humidity. And I think the monsoon flow normally goes a little south of there. Somebody might correct me on that, but it's really raining hard. We've got locusts now coming in behind it. So the Chinese have recently made the largest purchase of U.S. corn in our history, bigger than any of the Russian purchases. But, you know, Chinese-U.S. relationships are getting real strained right now. We've got, you know, the Hong Kong issue. Yeah, that's part of the Chinese people are turning on the communist government. Says if you would just leave Hong Kong alone and you leave your people alone, quit persecuting Christians, this wouldn't be happening to us. And will we see something go on in China? I don't know. I'm not going to predict anything. But we might. If you watch, just watch the news carefully. We've got a lot of people in America that are kowtowing to whatever China says. And that's part of our problem with Black Lives Matter. Part of our problem with Facebook. Part of our problem with Twitter. Is, you know, China's had this social media test, and all the American computer companies are kowtowing to it. So when a conservative, Prager University, starts getting banned from Facebook, starts getting banned from Twitter, Alex Jones getting banned from Google. That was interesting to see him get banned like that. But, yeah, he was just a test case. More to come. They came for this group. I wasn't part of that. They came for that group. I wasn't part of that. And then when they finally came to me, there was nobody left to speak up. Yeah, speak up now. Or forever hold your peace, because guess what? They're going to come for you next, okay? In this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So what's next? I remember at the beginning of the month somebody asked, July, can you just give us a month off so we can recover? We've had the COVID-19. We've had the fires. We've had this, we've had that. July hasn't given us any rest. In fact, it's picking up. Will it get worse? Could be. A couple things to keep an eye for. Asteroid belt. There's a couple asteroids headed this direction. Talk about July 30th. Interesting thing about July 30th. Anybody have a Jewish calendar on you? Tishva Av. July 30th is Tishva Av, or the 9th of Av, which anybody who's listened to this show knows that that's the day, both in AD 70 and with Jeremiah, that the temple fell. Both temples fell on Tishva Av. It's not a happy day in the Jewish calendar, okay? They're not celebrating it anything. They're mourning, weeping, mourning. We got asteroids, look out. Could something hit? Maybe. I don't know what's going to happen, but I've been seeing rumors about that. What else? What do we got in August? More earthquakes. Well, the sun's ramping up. We were just finished solar minimum. Solar minimum. Sun was quiet. Yeah, you got a lot of coronal holes, a lot of solar wind from that. But if you look at the geomagnetism, it's been pretty quiet. You look at the solar flaring, it's been non-existent. We start having some solar flares, start having problems with the electrical grid, we start having problems with radio communication. Things could get very interesting very quick if we have some solar activity. So keep an eye on it. Suspicious Observers does keep an eye on it. In fact, they've got a pretty interesting series on the disaster cycle. I don't exactly agree with their timeline, because they say that every 12,000 years the Earth is due for another catastrophe. They believe in the long Earth ages, but they don't believe in the evolutionary time scale. They think that everything happens because of disasters that come every 12,000 years or so, and we're overdue for this one. Yeah, if it's 12,000 years, it was 4,000 years ago that 4,500 years ago that we had the flood, depending on 5,000 years ago, depending on whether you're reading Septuagint or whether reading Masoretic text. I don't know how much you realize that the Septuagint and the Masoretic have about a 500-year difference. And that's because some of the generations after Noah, it talks about 100 years, 130 years before having a child versus 30 years to have a child. Masoretic, what you read in King James, it's all saying 30 years, 40 years, et cetera, to have a child. Masoretic, 130 years, et cetera. And I'm not going to get into that debate right now, but that's an interesting one to follow. But still, it's been 4,500 to 5,000 years since we've had the flood. It's been 3,500 years since Moses' plagues of Egypt. It was about 400 years before that that we had the great plague that brought Joseph to power in Egypt. And that was a great plague. More I'm reading about that. I'm not doing research on it. I'm just reading about it. That affected the known world. Probably everything from Libya all the way to maybe India. Spain to India, they all came to Egypt for food. I'm not sure anybody was in America at the time. But there were them. I don't know if they would come to America. I think it was after that that people started using ships and getting out of there. And probably, I'd have to find out when Tarshish or London was founded. We do know that the Bible talks about Dan being on boats. Shortly after, during the time of the judges, they were on boats. And next thing you know, they were gone. So who knows where all they end up. Denmark? Is that the tribe of Dan? Who knows? But it's not in the book of Revelation. There's nobody from the book of Dan. It's in the 144,000, so they're gone. They're history. So when you look at what is going on and what is still to come, what could happen, we still could have a mountain fall into the sea, La Plata, out there. If you're living in Florida, Matt, get out. La Plata goes, the whole thing of Florida is gone. It'll look like Shanghai. All underwater. I'm sitting up here in Longview. We're 30, 350 feet above sea level. I'm about to say 3,500. 350 feet above sea level. That's about as low as you want to get. Ideally, what I've been seeing is you want to be 300 feet or higher above sea level. If something goes out there in the Atlantic Ocean, creating a giant tsunami, just about everything will be wiped out all the way up to, I might have beachfront property here. We're going 200 miles inland. It won't be beachfront, but everything will be wiped out coming up to it. Bible says a third of the earth when the mountain falls into the sea. A third of the ships in the ocean will perish. One third. I mean, you want a boat right now? I know where you can get a good one for $5 million. Yeah, you got $5 million. I got a good one for you. Keep in the Pacific. That's where it is right now. All right. Well, we're coming up on the end of a show here. I mean, we got so much we could talk to you about. Thing is, things are ramping up. You are running out of time. Rapture happens and you're still here. God help you. I'd repent now, guys. Repent now. We live in the age of Laodicea. What did Jesus say to the Laodiceans? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If a man opens that door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. So, get there, folks. Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to Jesus. Whatever you do. Because this is not going to be fun. Buckle up, guys. Buckle up. We'll see you next time, either here, there, or maybe in the air.
I stood and watched an eagle fly, spread his wings and soared across the sky. So gracefully he rising effortlessly, I wanted to know how to be free. Tiny fingers curled round mine, perfectly formed, newborn, the image of two. I wanted to know where life comes from, what human intellect can sway must be explained away. Earth, wisdom, religion, love, men search without end to fill the spirit house within. Simplicity of God somehow escapes men.
His purpose in me, he said.